never seem to do. I keep looking for a feeling that I lost when I lost you. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone. Someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take it.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow.
Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey, too. Don't need it now, your love was all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you. I can buy on little or nothing at all. I can't hide just thinking about you. And so, take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey, too. I don't need it now, your love's all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you.
Was something that I'd ever do. I'm working it out, mellowing out on you.
Take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey, too. don't need it now. Your love was all I was after.
We changed C-cut to C-Country.
It's 3:04 in the morning.
Take back the pill, take back the whiskey too. Don't need it now, your love is all I was after. I'll make it now, but I can get off on you.
I'm not here to forget you, I'm here to recall things we used to say and do. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. They ought to give me the world of surprise.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry for doing that. We're just gonna listen to this track again. A lot of technical. Sorry, guys. Anyways.
Over you. I don't wanna get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. They ought to give me the world of surprise. All the silver I let slide down the slot, playing those songs so blue. Help me remember you. I don't wanna get over you. A fresh roll of quarters, same old song, missing you through and through. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise for all the silver I let slide down the slot, playing those songs sung blue. Help me remember you, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you.
It makes me sad and blue. Was on a rainy night like this that Flo said we were through. I told her how I loved her and I begged her not to go. But another man had changed her mind, so I said goodbye to Flo. Alone within my cell tonight, my heart is filled with fear. The only sound within the room is the falling of each tear. I think about the thing I've done. I know it wasn't right. They'll bury Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight. That night he came and took my Flo,
and headed into town. I knew I had to find this man and try to gun him down. As I walked by a dim cafe and I looked through the door, I saw my Flo with her new love, and I couldn't stand no more. I couldn't stand no more. I took my pistol from my hip, and with a trembling hand I took the life of pretty Flo and that good for nothing man. That good for nothing man. I think about the thing I've done. I know it wasn't right. They'll bury Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
But she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Who'll bid me quarter 30 cents for a ring of keys, 365 for a dollar bill of groceries? I'll have me a car of my own someday, but till then I need me a ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on a sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died.
cup of coffee, let a centimeter, two times a dime, see a man kiss the alligator, one more time around free on the Ferris wheel ride. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on a sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Apples are for eating and snakes are for hissing. I've heard about a hugging and I've heard about kissing. I read about it free in a 50-cent illustrated guide. My uncle used to love me, but she died. My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Well, my uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died. Well, my uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's licking good fried.
We're back on the mic. How does it feel, everyone?
It's feeling good.
Back on the airwaves right now and just speaking out into that void because we're coming straight out of it. It's out of the void here at 3:50 in the morning. How's everyone doing?
Good, good, good. I thought of a question while we were listening to that hierarchically better country.
Oh yeah, true. We should address that. So before you. Yes,
before my question.
That was some good country we just listened to. What did everyone think of Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings?
I really liked it.
Yeah, I love that.
I love Willie. Saw him live.
No way. Whoa. You saw Willie Nelson live?
Yeah, like a beautiful venue called Ravinia that's in North Shore of Chicago.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Bunch of trees.
Shout out to Chicago also.
But it was really hard to smoke weed there.
Really?
Well, I thought Willie, if he knew for the average concert goer that fact, he'd be like, yo, what? Like, come on.
Was it an outdoor show?
Their marijuana. Yeah, it was an outdoor show amongst a bunch of trees, really old trees.
Like what type of trees?
Well, we're in oak region, more so than maple.
Birch.
Yeah, you don't got maple in Chicago, eh?
No, we do. We do have maples. Yeah, we got maples. We got maples galore.
Chicago's not that far, you know?
No, Chicago's not that far, but
we have a lot of
comparatively.
We have some plants that have Canadiensis. That's like a Latin name, like part of the taxonomy. For real.
What's Canadiensis? Or what did you say it was called?
Yeah, Canadiensis.
Canadiensis.
It's like part of
the maple family?
It's like the species name of a bunch of things that it's like, just this is generally like North American.
Interesting.
Like this grows like where it gets cold and then like gets
warm.
But
why
again.
Canadiensis?
It's a good name.
It was because I think most likely like it was like colonial Canadian researchers like naming these plants. These are like native plants that are like perennial.
Yeah.
Mostly. And they grow in Chicago as well. Like they're like still considered like native to Chicago because they like will pop up season after season. Things with like Canadiensis as the
say that five times fast.
Canadiensis. 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 Canadiensis.
Okay, that was pretty
good. Might that might be wrong. That could like I'm not
it sounds right. It sounds
I'm not
right.
Like a My girlfriend is like a plant authority, and this is the knowledge that's rubbed off on me. Like,
I don't know like anything about plants.
Yeah, plants are the real aliens. We
true.
This whole idea that we gotta like, you know, blow ourselves up into the void to be able to reach extraterrestrial life. It's like, what about the intra? Terrestrial life, like right under our noses, there's tons of beings that we just cannot communicate with. Like that's not just a little bit sus. And yet they're keeping us alive through this, like, circular...
Providing oxygen for us and whatnot.
We're going to die without these things. Like, they cool us down. They make the soil stick and, like...
I don't know.
They grow our food.
Trees are cool.
I'm anti-plant.
I'm pro-rock.
I'm pro-pollution. I only like human made.
I'm pro plastic.
Pro plastic, pro deforestation.
You ever wonder why people have plastic plants in their homes?
Oh, so lame.
Yeah.
Pure aesthetics.
It tricks a certain part of your brain.
Does it? Does it really? Mm. I think I've heard that before.
I believe. Yeah, like I feel I don't have any. But I feel like it does probably. Like I've probably been tricked a lot of times.
I mean, they are low maintenance. You don't really gotta water them and take care of them. But they definitely got that color. But I feel like when I look at a fake plant, it just doesn't make me feel the same as when I'm like looking at my nice pothos plant. You know, that nice vining plant I have by my window. Anyone here got a favorite plant?
Cactus.
Cacti are pretty sick. I know Chris has a favorite plant. Yeah, he's like sitting there really silently baked in the corner.
Hey, wait,
after
Liam...
a fat hashtag. Chris, what's your favorite plant?
The best family of plants is Philodendron.
Wait, get closer to the mic.
Like Pothos, fucking Monsteras, and all those fucking plants are the best, actually.
What do you like about them?
I don't know. They're chilling. You don't need to like take care of them. Like,
yeah, they are pretty easy.
Independent.
Yeah, they're chilling.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're fucking sick.
They're really nice to look at.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to plants. Thanks for being so beautiful.
Thank
and shit.
You guys, you're fucking sick.
You guys are really sick.
I think Liam had a question.
Oh, yeah. Kind of circling back to country, but what are the differences between the country we just liked and the Tim McGraw song, which we didn't like?
It's a really good question. Thank you for asking it. I'm going to pass the mic over to the music expert of the room,
okay,
Jackson.
I'm gonna give you...
give me a breakdown.
I'm going to break it down to three different categories. One is going to have to do with the cultural place and impact. One's going to have to do with the modernization of pop and the quantization, if you will. And one's going to have to do with the mixing and mastering side, the loudness wars, if you will, with modern pop and rock, country, any type of modern music. So first, the cultural aspect of things. The music that we like is coming from a place of authenticity, I think, to put it bluntly.
Rather than manufactured.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, when they say take back the weed, take back the cocaine, baby. Oh boy.
Yeah, exactly. This is coming from a place of truth. Yeah, a place of truth. This is passion. This is anyway, the second aspect, the modernization of country to fit the pop aesthetic forces things to be a bit more
cookie cutter.
A bit more cookie cutter, exactly. That's exactly the right idea I was trying to get across, but yeah, like things are just like quantized a bit more. There's a little less like, I don't know, there's a little less grit in the sound because it's a copy of a copy of a copy of a sound,
right,
instead of like the original sound. You
right,
know
right. I mean? Right. I get what you're saying.
So then the last thing is with the actual production and processing. I guess it overlaps with the last thing I was saying, but yeah, it's just meeting that pop standard. The masters have been getting louder over time. I think it just turns different genres into the same type of sound. And it comes off as just like generic pop sound to our ear. It doesn't have...
Our brains are just used to it.
Yeah, our brains understand it in that way. So yeah, I break it down into those three subconscious things when we're listening that makes us feel like the one is just like country and the one is...
modernized
country.
Pop country.
Yeah, it's still great. Like you could still bump Tim McGraw in the car, of course. Like Tim McGraw is great, but you know, this is just what I'm observing.
I see. Thank you, Professor Jackson.
Thank you.
So that was a good answer. Answered my question.
Yeah, I think Jackson answered the question pretty well for me as well. And I think it's just what I like.
Thank you guys.
I don't know, and it's also the country the older country that we listened to by Willie and Waylon, and I don't know, what else did we listen to? I should run through that as well. What else did we hear? So the internet on my computer is not working, so we're going vinyl now. But we heard Willie and Waylon. Ricky, who is your track by again?
Marty Robbins.
Yeah, Marty Robbins, some Patsy Cline, and Chris, you had a recommendation too. What was it again?
We didn't
it was
even
the
get to
chicken and the chicken and the fries one.
Yeah.
Who's that by?
Wait, I got it. Roger Miller.
Roger Miller.
Roger Miller.
Well, anyways, I feel like country like that, the old country, it just feels like, yes, less commercial
like
than the Tim McGraw. You know, it feels like when you're listening to the Tim McGraw music, you're trying to buy it's you're watching like a Ford Explorer type commercial.
You're at yeah. Disneyland. This is the Disneyland of
and
country.
Just showing you like your like wife and children yeah. down in Texas and yeah. what it would be like to have that Ford Explorer type music. And it's not what I feel when I listen to Willie and Waylon. I feel some real things when I listen to them yeah. sing,
like
when I listen to their music.
Riding
that,
a horse.
That twangy, yeah. nice
it's,
music.
It's also like it's the lower classes, you know? Tim McGraw is like that. It's like those the upper class music.
Multimillionaire,
you know what I mean?
Like, shit.
It's the people yeah. paying for those.
Yeah,
those
it's commercial.
$100 tickets.
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
they're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
we're going
yeah.
to see Tim McGraw. Let's all get into my big pickup and drive down. Just got the new F-150 2022. But you know,
driving
Johnny Cash,
yeah.
Marty Robbins. That's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same shit.
They went to
those the people listen to
for
that
the
music.
People.
Those people work. You know what I mean? Different time.
Yeah.
Different time.
Different time, different strokes for different folks, like
yeah.
I said before. And if you like Tim McGraw, shout out to you. You're sick, and keep doing you. But I guess, as my friends have taught me, and as the lesson of the night has been, is that hierarchies are real, I guess. And Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings are much better than Tim McGraw. But, sorry, I'm baked. But
in Minecraft.
We got into a really sick topic that I really fucked with, and it was how dope plants are. And I really liked what Chris had to say about them and all the amazing things about plants. And given that you said all of that, I actually brought a really sick vinyl that has to do with plants.
Oh, yes. I was hoping you'd
would it
bring
be
this.
The famous?
It's one of my favorites
oh,
ever.
Thank God.
It's Mort Garson's
yes.
Mother Earth's Plantasia.
Yes.
Warm
yes.
earth music for plants and the people who love them. One of my favorite albums of all time. Dug it up on YouTube when I was 15, just, you know, exploring the internet as we all did as young 15-year-olds, and it just comes up deep in the depths of YouTube. And it's a whole album dedicated to plants and helping your plants grow.
Yeah, they love that.
Yeah, dude, the plants love this music. It says full, warm, beautiful
dude,
mood music.
They grow way faster with this fucking shit.
Yeah.
Dude, Chris can attest. He's tried to use this album to grow his plants, and he
recently.
Had a tiny little...
No, it's a scam, man.
Man, there's a potato growing in my living room, and I've been playing
Listen,
this album.
For me, it's worked, and for my brain, you know, it's worked. It's helped my cellular cells grow and shit in me and feel real good. It's full, warm, beautiful mood music, especially composed to aid in the growing of your plants. It might work, it might not, but it sounds great. So I'm going to play a track off it, Mort Garson's Mother Earth's Plantasia. You're going to hear the title track, Plantasia, and we're going to get it back on the mic for a pretty cool segment I have planned. Yeah, you're
Whoa.
Listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Segment.
This is Out of the Void coming to you at about, like I said, 3:28, and we'll be back on the mic real soon. Here's Mort Garson's Plantasia. Here comes the really, really, really good stuff.
vibrations with all the trees and plants. Montreal and all around worldwide. Hello, we are the plants. One, two. Can I hear myself? Take my own shit off the shelf. Put it on the sector. So much gear in here, you probably got a lie detector. It's Plantasia. This shit ain't no Fantasia. They ain't no fables. It's real unstable tables. Put a paper, fold it 8 times. Like the motherfuckers trying to play poker. Yeah, polka dots on your shirt. All I see is colors of the plants. Yo, we got a new segment planned. Yo, everybody coming out. Just listen, Huggy Tree.
One of my favorites, actually, Kamasi Washington, Street Fighter Moss on CKUT 90.3 FM here at 3:43 in the morning with one of my favorite tracks as the backing track for this special talking segment right now. Got Abbasi Junction by Kokoroko right now. We got a little talking segment with Ricky over here, who I know is a good talker, and actually someone else just walked in the room.
I just missed out on a lot. We were having like kind of a heated discussion about the existence of a person named Jesus. We're not talking about the divinity. We're not talking about the church. We're not talking about the religion at all. We're talking about historically that a person named Jesus existed and was killed by the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. Can we agree that Jesus was a person of color that existed, an Arab man that was executed by Pontius Pilate? Do we think that this story is true, or do you put no validity into that at all? That I think that's the bedrock of like what I'm, because we have two people named Christopher in the room right now, and I'm just stressing the idea of like our name, the reason that this name occurs so much is because it means bearer of Christ.
Chris, sit down.
There's a lot of
Take a seat.
Christianity infiltrating our society.
There is.
And for me to sit here and say I was named this for no reason, it kind of doesn't make sense. It would kind of like, you know, it's kind of the donut falling in on itself.
I mean, would you rather be named after first century Arab man of color who was murdered by Pontius Pilate? Like, what is that? What's the connection to you?
No, I'm not saying that. Like, I think what a name gets across is like nobody chooses their name. Truly, no. Your given name. That's what it's called. Mm. Your given name. Like, nobody chooses where they're born or, like, what situation they're born into.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like, I don't know, like I can't judge where my name came from, but I just like, I studied language, like,
what's the
question?
It's because the other Chris,
the other Chris is not religious.
No, he doesn't believe Jesus existed ever.
But and this is controversial because
does he believe that dinosaurs exist?
Nah, yo, that's completely different though.
It's different.
I have an interesting.
Well,
like,
I mean, not really.
I took a class at McGill about Jesus, and like, there's apparently like about like five other holy men in his area in his time that all had like around equal followings like at the time.
Really?
They were all like seen as like around equal prophets at the time, and it wasn't until hundreds of years later that he stood out as like a like main one that was talked about. But like at the time he was one of like a like many
and Siddhartha is one.
Okay.
Oh really? Yeah, but that's not even close to like, that's like kind of close, but that's like saying like, yeah, it's just not the same region. It's different.
Okay. I know, but it, like there are people that think that there was sort of correlation because of the time stamp.
There was 100% named Jesus who was alive.
Yes,
okay,
there's no doubt.
Thank you. Okay, all right.
No,
I just like,
but, like,
'cause
I'll just
be...
say this. I'll just say, if you look around now to look at like, if you just look at like new religious movements now, and you see how many things spring up right now. You know what I'm saying? Like any cult that you see that's existed in the past 100 years is probably similar to whatever Jesus was doing at his time. You know what I mean? Like, you take a charismatic guy who talks and can grab an audience. And then, you know, that guy, whatever comes after him, it'll take on a life of its own, you know?
Yeah.
So there was probably a dude named Jesus who said some crazy shit that people were like, oh, that's great, I like it.
Yeah.
But then what those people did with what he said, I mean, you know, you can judge how much it resembles what he actually thought.
I don't think anybody
that
said some, like, radical stuff.
Listen, the man did not walk on water, I'll say that.
I'm going to step over right now and say, yep, Jesus existed.
Jesus Christ, I'm a savior.
Chris over there has his beliefs too. He's entitled to. He might be a difficult fellow, and he might get in your face, but that's a real good guy right there. That's a sweet boy. That's all I'll say.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everyone, I respect everyone's beliefs, but I'm speaking to the history major in the room.
No, of course. Jesus did exist, and I do believe that as well. He was an individual that existed, Sorry, Jackson.
I think it's possible that, like, with time and translation, like, certain, like, things with our human language got misinterpreted as, for example, like, water into wine. It could have been, like, he was just, like, such a charismatic guy. It's like, they only had water, but the whole room's, like, laughing and talking as if, like, everyone's drinking wine.
And
so, like, maybe someone back then was like, it was like he turned water into wine. And then, like,
I never heard that one before.
Like, three times over, like, thousands of years.
We have idioms
now.
Now
it's, like,
they must have
see
idioms
him as, like,
then.
But, like, it's possible he was a charismatic guy with a good message, and that's, like, always, and, like, that's, like...
Do you have something you want to say? No?
Huh?
You put the headphones on. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, they're fucking useless, actually.
The headphones?
Yeah.
Can you not hear anything?
They're like really useless.
I could hear perfectly in them.
Oh, me, it's really shitty.
Well, that sucks. Anyways, that was our little Jesus segment.
Yeah.
The two Chris's in the room, both named after Jesus, disagree with one another, but that's okay, because I do have a track that could bring them both together. It's a track they both like, it's a track they both love, and shout out to the two Chris's in the room. Here's a good old track of mine I like to listen to a lot. It's 3:50 in the morning, CKT, 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void. Here's Cheer Up My Brother. But
no.
Just gotta cheer up my brother in any time of disagreement.
Why? Cheer up my brother. will understand, dear, all by and by. Cheer up, my brothers, all by and by.
We're just going to talk over this track now because there's only about 6 minutes left in the show. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void here at 3:54 in the morning with a great track in the background, one that brings us all together despite agreements, disagreements, not agreements. Could be agreements, though. Agreements and disagreements. Cheer Up My Brother by Honey. Chris over there loves this track. That Chris over there loves this track. Oh, he's got something to say. Okay, thank you. Anyways, it was really nice to listen to that track with these kind fellows around this table. Some good old fellas that I used to do a lot of radio with.
And I miss this.
Yeah, it was nice. It feels really good to have done this again together after so long. I know Chris has some words he wants to put in, and we don't have a lot of time. So I'm just going to throw the mic over to Chris over there. I was doing a lot of online radio with Chris during COVID. Throughout most of it, Chris was going on Zoom with me and doing the show with me, not this show, but William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. And yeah, it was a nice time. I got to chill with Chris every week over Zoom, and it felt like he was right there. But here we are in the same room doing probably one of the last radio shows we might do together in person. Not one of the last, but one of the few, because he doesn't live here.
I kind of want to make it like a tradition to come back. I was back here last June. We did a in-person show with Ricky,
last year, but it was a home recording. It wasn't in the studio.
Yeah, it was just a few doors.
You remember the date?
Yeah, Ricky, I made a playlist of there. It, so I looked back.
Must have been in June.
We had some of the. I have some of the tracks.
It was May 29th.
Yeah. May 29th.
He said that. He said May 29th.
It's basically June.
Okay. Basically June. Almost a year ago to the date.
Well, Chris, you're a man of many words, so just tell me. I guess. How it felt to be back and to do this again. And
well, I also know another date. It was like, I think March 5th. I listened to, I have like recordings of our Whiskey Tears episodes from March 2020. And this one is like very weird because we are like trying to define a pandemic. Like Liam's Googling on air, like the definition of a pandemic. And like we're talking about COVID before we even knew like any of the shit that it was going to cause.
Yeah, it was like a week before we went into lockdown.
Yeah. It was like the last one in the studio. It's a great episode.
But it's spooky to listen to.
It's kind of spooky to listen to because there was kind of a different world before. And we're here now. Things aren't the same, but...
Nah, but...
Like, time moves on.
It's like I said, it feels like...
Things turn out okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We're back here.
We're back here.
It's closure.
No, that's all that matters. And we'll be back here many more times. You'll be back here at some point, someday.
Someday.
I'll be back here in 2 weeks. This is Out of the Void, coming to you on a Wednesday morning at 3:57 in the morning.
So smooth.
CKUT, 90.3 FM. Thanks for tuning into a great episode. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Here's a good old classic from every show that I do, Lady Fingers.
We have to be up in 4 hours for graduation.
Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family.